Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
It's Amanda.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, the anniversary edition.
Pew, 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 pew.
Not the actual anniversary of the podcast, but the anniversary of our fucking beautiful friendship.
Yeah, our decades-long friendship.
Decades, plural, people. 21 years. We can drink now.
Oh my god, our friendship can drink. That's a reality check.
Like, how many friendships do you have that can drink? Because I only have one.
think about it. Think about it, everyone. Yeah, we went to Prestige.
We went to Prestige Wrestling at the Glass House in Pomona. Always a fucking good time.
Don't discount the fact you need to check about traffic before you leave, though.
Oh, yeah. That one definitely fucked us up.
Yeah.
You were even so kind. You were like, I'll pick you up at 4:45. Like,
I was the most chill I could be. And then we got on the road and saw that we were not going to get there until fucking almost 6 o'clock. And I was like,
but dude, it was something else. I'm gonna come out and say I think Prestige might be my favorite indie promotion right now.
Oh, for sure.
They're crushing it every time. Like, but I'll say this, we're just gonna get it out of the way immediately. I want a Prestige show with a GCW crowd.
It's interesting.
The crowd feels like bougie.
I wouldn't say bougie. I would say that the crowd feels like it's a mix of very, very casual fans.
Sure. Yeah. Dude,
and
yes.
Then the people who are there to see like two people, and they are the fucking most diehard of that. Mm-hmm. Now, then you have me and Amanda who is like, hey, I love like half this card, if not more.
Yes.
And I'm here to hoot and holler at some fellas and some ladies. And have a real grand time. Also, I feel like I need to like make little cards or something and start passing them out that say, if they get into the crowd, move your fucking ass. Because once again,
I don't even understand.
We had this issue. And I feel like me and you were the only ones who grabbed our chairs.
Yeah. Like, you take your chair. Hey, bud, if the wrestling comes into the crowd, you take your chair with you.
Yeah, just slide it. Just slide it with you. Keep, you know, so you're not spending.
Put on it.
You're not spending 10 minutes trying to put your chairs back together.
Fucking dummies. Okay, so also, sitting is weird. We've said that before.
Sitting is weird.
But it came in handy because I was sick with a cold. So, like, the lovely ladies in front of us were like, hey, will you watch our seats? And I was like, fuck yes, I will. And I lounged for the entire intermission.
I have the best picture of you I think I've ever taken. It's so good.
It's so good. I was so comfortable. So comfortable. Despite being sick, I had a rad as fuck time. Also, one more bitch before we get started on the matches. Why the fuck this man thought that the women's match was a good time to start discussing his own wrestling career in Vegas is beyond me.
His own failed wrestling career.
Failed wrestling career, because nobody knows who you are. And yeah, I'm going to be a real fucking bitch about this. On top of that, this man was talking so loudly, he could not hear people telling him to shut up.
Yeah.
Also, I saw you look at my ass when I came back from going to the restroom. I'm very happy that you left me the fuck alone so that I didn't have to be mean to your face.
I also love the fact that this man had a camera with him and took zero photos.
Zero photos! Zero.
So why did you bring your camera, fella? Like,
because he was too busy talking about his fucking shit wrestling career.
Yeah, he was so annoying. The guy next to me was like, shut up! Like, and nothing was getting through to this man, but of course not. So
trash.
Also, if you want to go talk back by the bar or something.
Yes. Also, it would just be nice if we had non-alcoholic beer everywhere.
Please include everyone.
So fucking bad. And like, my favorite is the look on people's faces when I say, do you have a non-alcoholic beer? Like, I'm the dumbest person in the entire world. And I'm like, no, not dumb. I know what I'm asking for. And it's just like the whole sentiment around drinking a beer right now would be very relaxing for me. But it's cool. It's cool. It's
fine. Everything's fine.
I was 100% the dog with the coffee mug that was empty because it was not full of non-alcoholic beer while everything's burning around it.
Yeah.
It was bullshit. But whatever, I survived. And we had bomb ass In-N-Out at the end of the night.
Oh my god, it was like especially good.
It was. That fucking In-N-Out hit so hard on the way home. Thank god.
We were hungry.
We were hungry. All I had was Nerd Ropes and energy drinks.
Yeah, you were cracked out of your mind. And cold medicine.
Yeah, I had cold medicine gummies, two Nerd Ropes, and then like less than half of the energy drink. I just couldn't do anymore.
Yeah, but we needed food definitely after. Also, this was like the friendship fucking show.
Yeah, we had so many friends.
So many friends. Old friends, new friends, all the friends.
Some as big as your head.
Yeah. So I got to meet my best little internet friend. And like I feel like a million other people. So yeah, sweet little baby internet friend all the way from England. Hello.
Yes. I don't know anybody's handle, otherwise I would start saying your handle.
Oh yeah, sorry. Hang on. So first up, sweet baby. I keep calling them sweet baby. It's just because like they're so young. So cute.
They are so young.
So
and it was very cute to watch their level of excitement.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that was adorable.
So if you want to follow, it's at Tomble _ TOMBLE.
Fantastic.
And they're so fucking wonderful and so sweet. And seeing like I mean I've only been going to wrestling shows for like a year now, but like seeing someone's excitement through like seeing the excitement through someone else's eyes, I think is what I'm trying to say, is quite possibly the most fun thing.
I agree. It was super cute.
And then our friend Dom, her friend Vic, was there, and that was the funniest thing ever because she told me, where are you? And I said, we're in the third row facing the stage, and she just said, stand up. And so
that was my favorite.
I was like, okay, I guess I'm standing up. And then we met in the middle, which was really fun. And then she came over and said hi to you. I think I gave everyone I could stickers too. And then during intermission, the wonderful Sam came over and found, or she found me, and then we all just talked, and Sam's the greatest thing in the world. So
yeah, their hair and yes. their nails were sharp as
everything. And then we
found Evil Evan.
You found Evil Evan. I saw him, but I couldn't get over there, and then by the time we were done, we were just very done. So
very done. We made new friends.
We made new friends with the people in front of us, because
we made new horny girl wrestling fan friends.
Yeah. It was fun to have people also understand the level of, you know, hotness that is Alex Shelley, and that, yeah, I'm gonna scream at Alex Shelley.
Yeah,
definitely. Absolutely.
I'm going to scream Daddy Shelley as soon as it's quiet. Absolutely. Yes. Every time.
Hey,
every
time. Tom Weller's coming out. Yeah. Drool.
Yeah.
Drool.
Yes. Bateman.
Yeah. Bateman. Oh, and if you watch the show, they're the two that had the lesbians for Tom Lawler, or lesbians love Tom Lawler sign. So
yes. Amazing.
Yes. We have to make friends with thirsty people just like us.
You know, I learned it from watching men watching wrestling. So
absolutely. It's our time. Who fucking cares?
I'm not even as nasty as I've heard men get, for crying out loud.
Oh, I know. We're tame in comparison. I'm going to make googly eyes and like sweet little heart faces at Alex Shelley. That's fine.
That's fine.
But you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to be respectful. I'm not going to touch him when he's on the floor in front of me.
No.
Like some men do, and also some women. But, you know, I have my boundaries, and I'm going to respect that he is an amazing athlete. Yes. I just happen to like his face.
I just happen to like his body.
Yeah, and the rest of him. And he's great.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I'm allowed. I'm a red-blooded woman.
Just this basically, so like, fuck you if you don't like horny wrestling fans.
Yeah, I mean,
that are women.
I think in my Twitter bio, I even say I am the encyclopedia of horny wrestling. So
that's one of my favorite lines ever. New stickers.
Oh my god, yes, please.
Okay, all right. Merch is coming your way. We actually have a merch drop. Well, it's not a drop; it's one item, but we will drop it soon.
Yeah,
Figure it out.
New stickers, new lots of fun stuff, because we're running out of everything else, so why not.
Okay, do you want to just like roll through the matches fairly quickly?
Yeah, we can do that. Watch the show. It's on, of course, it's on independentwrestling.tv if you have that. It's worth it. It's amazing.
It's worth it.
The whole show is amazing. Every match was hot fire. But specifically, this was Malakai Black's last match for a while. We don't know how long, but and the speech he gave at the end was just magic. So
it was very sweet.
Yeah. And this is when I realized that Malakai Black's hot.
Yeah. Hello.
I was tardy to the party on that one. But
yes.
Okay.
So you got there.
Let's talk about Jordynne Cruz versus Robert Martyr.
I'm going to be a dick. Didn't care.
For either. Yeah.
Like, it was all. But I will say, I loved how much the crowd hated Robert Martyr, because I thought he was fun. Like,
so that's the other thing. That was the thing that was getting me. And this is from talking to people, I noticed other people were agreeing. Do I just like East Coast / Midwest wrestling, and so that's why I'm cheering for these people who I love and everyone else is fucking booing?
Probably, because the other guy was West Coast, so everybody automatically was right?
The other guy's from Louisiana.
Never mind. I was thinking of the AJ Cruz match.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I thought Martyr was fun, and I've seen Jordynne Cruz now a handful of times and still just doesn't wow me.
Yeah.
That's a requirement. Just sometimes we don't jive with people.
Right. I love Robert Martyr, so I was so happy to see him. And when he got announced, I got really excited.
Yeah,
because there's certain people that just don't come here, and a lot of them are on this card, so I definitely was excited about that. Yeah, I wish Robert Martyr would have won, but he didn't, and so that bums me out. Next, we have Tyler Bateman versus Allen Angels. Allen Angels, sweet baby Allen Angels, you are not in Los Angeles, sir.
Yeah. Oh God. Listen, Pomona is LA County, but it is not LA.
It is the farthest thing from LA.
Stop it right now.
You're like in, you're almost in cow country, buddy. Like,
you are very close to cow country.
We saw cows going there.
We did see cows while we were there. Oh God, Allen Angels, the shit, God, like the shit talking of the Dark Order threw me. I didn't know I was going to be emotional about that, but I was like very deeply offended.
When he said that shit about Evil Uno, I was like, no, not Evil Uno.
I was like, don't you dare talk about him.
He is a national treasure. How dare you?
Fucking, this is an 89 Honda. How dare you? And then, like, I don't know. Normally, I'm down for a heel, but heel Angels was driving me fucking crazy. Take absolutely that fucking stupid ring out of your ear. Knock it off right now. Just knock it off. And then I was like, fuck yeah. Bateman is going to handle this man, and he's going to just, like, bring destroy us a good one home. Unfortunately, it did not work out like that.
It did not work out. Allen Angels won. Tyler Bateman. My favorite thing is when he barks and then everyone barks back.
Everybody barks. Everybody barks. And I can't get the bark down in the way that he does it. So I try not to bark, but every once in a while he just gets me.
It's funny.
And Bateman is just like so beautiful.
Oh, he's so gorgeous. How his eyes just like sparkle.
Seriously. I just like, put a hex on me, boy.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
We have our first tag team match coming up next.
We do have a tag
this
team.
This was fucking weird.
This was something. That's
literally
sure.
This was just like, let me watch Tom Lawler and Jarrell like just hang out together, because yeah, so Team Filthy, Tom Lawler and Jarrell Nelson, but I fucking love Jarrell. Everyone knows I'm a big West Coast Wrecking Crew fan, so it was nice to see the other half. I mean, of course, I miss Royce Isaacs, but if we get Jarrell, I will fully take Jarrell. Thank you.
We're in.
We're
we'll
in.
Take any part of the West Coast Wrecking Crew we can get.
with Tom Lawler, just any way you want to slice that, I will take a piece. Thank you. They came out like and
good match though. Like it was a good matchup, those two.
Oh yeah. So they came out first, and then we got 4-4-0, but only Atticus came out first, and then he really was the only one in the match for quite some time.
I don't understand. Okay, listen, I'm not an Atticus Kogar fan in general, and not because of whatever bullshit went down. I don't give a shit about that. Like, I was so brand new, I had no idea what anything was.
Amanda doesn't care about your Circle Six or anything.
I don't give a shit. I just do not like Atticus Kogar for some reason. Like, he has a face that just instantly annoys me, which is sad, and I am sorry that it's that shallow. But then, on the other hand, like, I fucking love Ricky Shane Page.
That's the funniest juxtaposition, though, is like...
Like, I fucking love that man. The minute I see that man, instantly I am smiling. I fucking love him. He's just got good fucking big boy energy, and I am in 100%.
You know what it is, too, I think? Because I also love Ricky Shane Page. It's the fucking shit-eating grin. It's the like smarmy, like I don't give a fuck, like just a shithead.
Oh yeah, well, and we love a heel. We love a heel.
We were like cheering all the heels.
We really were. We were not down for the faces at all.
We definitely were. Not cheering the popular kids at that show.
So. No, we were not. Tom Lawlor, always great. I also appreciated that Ricky Shane Page finally did show up and then just like proceeded to beat the shit out of Coger.
They were going back and forth. Like they were all attacking poor Atticus. At one point, I think Ricky, Jarrell, and Tom all had punched him in the face. And yes. It was just like the 440 is clearly falling apart. It's fine, guys. You don't have to be a tag team anymore. You don't have to.
We can go our separate ways.
It'll be fine.
It'll be okay.
So, thankfully, Team Filthy won. Mm-hmm. There's a very beautiful picture I think everyone has of Tom Lawlor holding that
sign.
That fucking Lesbians for Tom Lawlor sign. Because he didn't see it at first, but the second he honed in on that, he was in. Like, he was like, give me that sign. I love this.
It was so fun. It was such a fun moment that Lawlor was like, fuck yes to this sign. Let's get a fucking raunchy picture with it. Like, so fucking good.
Yeah, I love him and Jarrell's like little posing. And so cute. So cute.
So good.
I love Team Filthy. Fight me.
Team Filthy's good. I like it.
Our next is our first women's match. Thank you, Prestige, for 3 women's matches on a card.
Right? We gotta do it.
So Dark Sheik versus Taya Valkyrie. Once again. Oh, so Amanda went to the bathroom for just a second.
I did.
Amanda went to the bathroom during the women's match. No, I'm just kidding. She went before the women's match.
Guilty.
But okay. Dark Sheik comes out. Me and Amanda go to GCW quite a bit. Everyone does Dark Sheik arms.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew. Like, yeah, I did them last time we recorded a full episode when we talked about Dark Sheik. I felt like I was the only fucking person in that room doing Dark Sheik arms, and I did not appreciate that. Get your shit together, people.
Well, and I just, like, she did them.
She did them.
So I'm just so confused. But again, like I said, I want a GCW crowd at Prestige shows.
Yeah, that's true.
Because nobody even really gets in on like this round except for one fall. Like barely you're hearing one fall. At GCW, it's like blood curdling.
Everyone's screaming
like,
it.
The two count. Like the two count's one of my favorite things at GCW is because everybody in the crowd's going two, two, two.
Yeah.
Nothing. We were getting nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Taya Valkyrie is so goddamn beautiful. It like
fucking beautiful.
It hurts. I'm like, Taya, come on. You gotta save some for the rest of us.
It's not okay. You can't just take it all for yourself.
She is so fucking beautiful.
And that fucking smile of hers.
Oh my god. She's everything. She's literally just everything.
The sweetest fucking pie.
The sweetest, like, oh my god.
She is an angel. She is an angel. Taya Valkyrie, you are an angel. I fucking bow before you. We are not worthy. We are not worthy.
Yeah. It was fun to see these two. I think I love because Taya is such a like. She can give you that little bit of like heelishness too, just like, but in the sweet way. It's like one of those girls who can insult you and you don't even know it.
Yes. Yeah.
So when she like has her little heel side come out, I'm like, Taya, I still love you. Like, you're perfect. Her and Dark Sheik were great. I'm sorry, what?
No, you're good. I was going to say that I just also love that everybody calls her Wera Loca.
Yeah.
Like, That's fucking funny as shit. It was a fun match. I like it. Sheik's getting better and better each match we see her.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
I liked her hair a lot this time too.
Her hair was good this time. I liked it.
It was very good. Yeah, I love both these people. Taya wins, but it was still a very fun match. And I like when you can tell that the respect is there.
So. I will say that for Taya in general, like anytime I've seen her wrestle, like she's always giving props to whoever she's wrestled. Like, it's not a competition. We're all here for the same fucking goal. Let's all fucking help each other get there.
Yeah.
And I like it. Sorry.
Great. Okay. This next match was for the IWTV Independent Wrestling World title. We finally get AC Mac. I have wanted to see AC Mac for so long. AC Mac is such a fucking heel in the best way. He was wrestling Sonico, who is from the West Coast. This card had a very like West Coast, East Coast feel. But
AC Mac is funny as fuck.
AC Mac was pissed at the crowd, was pissed at everyone, was pissed at Sonico, didn't want to do this. Like, it was the best. It was so funny. And
he was so fucking good.
Yeah, so good. Just giving so much shit. Sonico is an amazing wrestler. Like, so yeah. Talented, fucking off the ropes, flippies everywhere. But
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
AC Mac just has something special.
My favorite was your comment that was like, hey, bud, I know you're from the West Coast. That doesn't mean I have to root for you.
Yeah, because I love AC Mac. Like, I don't.
This was my first go with AC Mac, and he stole it for me. Like,
yeah.
Whatever he's selling, I'm fucking buying.
Seriously, like, he's just so good. And it's very, I mean, this is part of the reason I kind of say that the crowd maybe is a little bit more of a casual fan. It was like they had never seen this man before in their lives, and I'm like, y'all don't know AC Mac, like, what the heck. Anyway, once again, he wrestles mainly, I believe, mainly on the East Coast, but it was nice to see them come over and give us a good show too.
It was so good. And dude, he's so fucking quick. He's so fucking quick with the crowd talking shit. His retorts were just so good. Like the one guy that was losing his voice screaming at him, and he was like, bro, you should just shut up. You're already losing your voice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just like, all right, bud, I'm done. I'm done talking now. Like,
it was,
you called me out.
It was so good. Yeah. He's so fucking witty and quick. And like, and he's also an amazing wrestler.
He was good. He did some shit where I was like, oh, okay, boy, you got skill to back up that mouth. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. He got to keep his title. So I want to know who he's going to end up wrestling next for it. So be very interesting. Interesting.
Interesting. Interesting.
We have our second women's match. The one,
yeah.
Everyone was very excited for the one that comes later. I was excited for this one. I have loved Trisha Dora for so long, and to finally be able to see her, like, everyone was freaking out because of Miyu Yamashita, but
yeah,
Trisha Dora for me, like, I just love Trisha Dora so much.
She was amazing.
She is so fucking good. Both, I love this match. If you want a really fucking just, you know, amazing match, go out of your way to watch this one. It was amazing. They were so good with each other, and I think it was so level.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel that Trisha Dora challenged Miyu a lot more than a lot of people do.
I agree. I don't feel like she just went in there and was like, okay, like, here, let's do this, and then we'll call it a day. Like, I think she went in there, like, really trying to fucking, let's do this.
Yeah, like, you're gonna fight for this.
Yeah, you don't just get to show up and fucking win.
Yeah.
Just get a little sweaty.
And
Trisha is just fucking gorgeous.
Oh yeah.
God damn it. She's beautiful.
So fucking beautiful. Yeah, please. I want to talk more about this, but I really don't want to spoil it for people because I think I just want everyone to go watch this match. It was so
good. I agree. Also, this was the match that loud ass fucking clown was talking through.
Oh yeah, and it was like, oh, here comes Trisha Dora. Like, she got out into the corner by us and he immediately started talking. And I was just like, motherfucker, I am trying to watch wrestling.
Like, come on. There's a time and a place. Time and a place.
Yeah.
Fucking dick.
And it's not during a women's match and it's not about your shitty ass career.
It's definitely not about your shitty ass career.
I'm ready to fight that man. Prestige title match was next after a brief intermission.
A brief intermission where I lounged on four chairs like I fucking place.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment.
It was.
We got everyone's favorite daddy, Alex Shelley. Versus, it wasn't a mystery guest. I happened to see him in the back alley when we were walking over.
Damn it.
I was like, wait, he's not on the card. And I was like, ah, fuck. It was Alex Shelley versus Calvin Tankman. Holy shit.
This one was fun.
Alex had his work cut out for him.
He did.
Also, Alex Shelley, we're going to have a talk real quick.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
Mr. Shelley, you are constantly jacked and tan, and I will not have any other nonsense of anything. You always look amazing. You always put on such a fucking good show. So
it's true. Anyway. It's true.
I'm going to make, next time we see him, I'm going to make a Shelley squad sign.
Sign?
Yeah.
Or a Shelley thirst section.
Oh, yeah. Either or. Maybe we need two signs.
I'll hold the third section sign if you want.
Okay. Because, you need to know that. I mean, a lot of people were on Calvin Tankman's side, which was kind of funny to me.
Because I'm like,
do you all not see that this is Alex Shelley?
Have you seen this man before? I'm sorry. Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, Alex Shelley, you fucking people?
Yeah. How,
like, you guys haven't seen what this guy's done? Do you not know about the fucking time bandits?
Like, oh my god. Anyway, we could go on and on about poor Alex Shelley. I feel so bad. We're so thirsty. No, we were both yelling at this one point. We're like, Alex, you can do this. Like, come on, Alex. And then he like had a little bit more pep in his stuff. I'm like, all right. He's there. He's got it.
He's got
one, all right. Oh my god, some of the hits he took from Calvin Tankman, though. Holy fuck.
Dude, he got bumped across the ring at one point.
Just thrown. At one point, I mean, the two lucky people who got to hold on to Alex Shelley, while Calvin Tankman just like chopped the shit out of him.
That girl died. We watched a woman die. As Alex Shelley was just laying on top of her.
I mean, honestly, same.
Yeah, I was just sad that we weren't closer to the ring so that it was us.
Yeah. It was a beautiful moment.
The girls in front of us would have shared. They would have been like, hey, when you're done here, these two behind us need some. Like,
just pop on back there.
Can you just put an arm out? We'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
The camaraderie of the thirst. Fuck, man. And then Alex dropped him on the side of the stage, which, holy shit. Ugh.
That was impressive.
Yeah. Match was great too. This was a fun match.
This was a fun match.
A fun boy match.
And I had like, you know, okay, because I know that my kayfabe falls in and out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just consistently keep kayfabe for some reason.
Right.
So I will say that, like, I was able to continue kayfabe throughout the entirety of this match. Whereas normally I'm like, there's no fucking way this tiny ass man is going to win against this huge guy. There's no way. But with this one, I was like, yeah, he can do it.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. Also, every once in a while with wrestling fans, and I know this might make me a shitty wrestling fan, but every so often with other wrestling fans, I want to be like, motherfucker, if you do not stop it with the kayfabe right now, I'm going to slap you. I'm going to slap you.
Mm-hmm.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Stop.
Stop it. Suspend your disbelief.
Suspend it. Okay.
Yeah. So then we get Sandra Moon versus Maki Ito.
I was not in love with Sandra Moon.
She is good in her own right, but if it's her and Maki Ito, people are gonna lose their fucking mind for Maki. Like, it's just fully happened. Like, yeah, it fully happened.
I like Maki Ito. She's not like, I'm not the biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever seen her on AEW. I apologize. I love the fucking your head cannot be damaged the whole bit. I love the whole like I'm just gonna stand and trust fall on top of you bit. Like, and it comes off so comedic in AEW when you're watching it on TV, but fucking A, again with the kayfabe, I was like, you can't, that doesn't work. You can't hit her head. It doesn't work. Trying to like Moon trying to push her into the fucking turnbuckles and stuff. I was like, it doesn't work. It's her head.
Yeah.
And then like we got one of her little fucking trust falls and it didn't work. Moon rolled out, but we got another one later. And I was just like, yes, I got to see that live. And it was like,
it was a good moment.
I don't know. It was such a fun fucking moment. And like, as comedic as it feels watching it on AEW, it's not comedic in the fucking moment for some reason.
No, it is. It is life or death situations it happening.
Totally life or death, which is because I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. This is the silliest wrestling move I've ever seen. But in the fucking moment when you're watching it happen, it's just like, absolutely.
Of course. Yeah.
Absolutely. I hope you fucking roll out of it, homie, otherwise you're dead.
Yeah, it's like, the most deadly move in wrestling. Maki Ito just falling on someone.
Maki Ito's trust fall is the deadliest wrestling move.
Seriously. Shockingly, Sandra Moon won.
Shock. But I love this shit. I love when the person I want to win is not winning.
Yeah.
Especially when the person I want to win is a bigger name. I'm just like, fuck, you fucked me up. You fucking got me.
Yeah.
You fucking got me.
Yeah. I've only been
a few times where I've been bummed by that.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely was shocked that Sandra Moon took it. I do like Sandra Moon. It's just hard when Maki's there, so.
It's hard. She's beloved.
She is a sweet baby.
And her little like her K-pop dance scene before she comes into the ring, like just the cutest fucking thing.
Yeah. Yep.
So good.
So good. So our last match of the night. Kid Bandit versus Malakai Black. Kid Bandit technically is our local person. Like,
Kid Bandit is our hometown hero.
Yeah, from Cyprus.
I was like, he's from where I work.
Yeah, like literally from the same neighborhood.
Yeah. I swear to God, we know Kid Bandit from a previous lifetime.
He's too young. They are too.
But I still feel like it's true. Maybe he was one of like my brother's or sister's friends.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. He just looks familiar. But Kid Bandit. So listen, I'm going to say some things that not a lot of people are going to like. I am not in love with Kid Bandit. Kid Bandit is getting better and better. I will say that.
They have only been wrestling for a year. Can we just say that though?
Okay. So like I applaud, they have gotten some huge fucking matches for only wrestling for a year. Like that's insane. I fucking love the courage and just the fucking continued go ahead to continue wrestling and learning and knowing that they have places to be and skills to better. I do not love all the fucking gimmicks. Like,
it's theatrics.
It's just not my favorite.
I know.
But I fucking love and appreciate the spirit of fucking Kid Bandit.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that Kid Bandit is a little ass fucking weirdo bringing all the anime shit to the fucking wrestling world. I love it.
Yeah.
I can appreciate a talent when I see it. And fucking congratulations on the matches that you have had in a year of wrestling. Like, fuck, man.
I think it was Ryan, or no, someone. Sometimes I can't tell who's tweeting from the count out Twitter. The count out Twitter, whoever it was, either Mikey or Ryan, said that so Malakai Black's first match out of WWE was against Cody Rhodes.
I saw that.
And then his last match for a while, who knows how long, was against a student of Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
So like that's pretty nuts. It's pretty nuts. But Malakai Black's just always been Malakai Black to me. Like, yeah, it's cool. It's whatever. It is. Can I tell you? I'm sorry. I know that he's not going to be wrestling for a little bit. It is a different fucking story when that man is in front of you.
Yeah, it is.
Has this presence to him that like blew me away.
I'm sorry that I just have like little noises coming out of me. Like, I'm excited that you are now experiencing what I've known since I fucking found him on WWE. And he wasn't even wrestling. We were just getting really sick promos out of him.
Yeah. He. Oh my God. It's the whole thing. It's the whole package. It's him being super scary. It's him. And his like smirky little smile.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hate him and I love him.
It's the whole fucking Nordic god vibe.
Oh, absolutely.
All on the antlers. And like, he is so heavily tattooed. So heavily tattooed. And it's beautiful work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just like this huge dude. Oh. I don't even know if I have any more words. I'm just going to continue to make these weird noises while we discuss this match.
Yeah, it's just going to be lots of funny little noises.
Sorry. What? Last one. We can start talking, I swear.
Oh, God. Malakai Black. Anyway.
I'm just so happy you're part of the team now.
Yeah, I get it. Now I get it. I get it.
You understand.
I get it now. You understand.
Ooh, I was hoping he would have more of an accent.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. His English is there.
But it's there.
You just gotta, like, listen in, and you'll hear it every so often.
And he was trying to say his English isn't good. I'm like, boy.
Your English is fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, so this match was fun. Lots of kicks. Lots of very hard kicks. And even at the end, he told Kid Bandit that he's like, I don't know what you're made of because I gave you some of the hardest hits that I've ever given anyone. And I was like, well, don't kill the baby.
Don't kill the baby. But I feel like
he was grabbing Kid Bandit and throwing him outside of the ring, inside of the ring, and all around. Kid Bandit really held their own.
They did.
It was... I did not know what to expect of this match. This was also a match that everyone was talking shit on, and it was like, okay, guys, what? You can talk because they didn't think that Bandit was good enough to wrestle Malakai. But Malakai asked for it, so.
Sorry, excuse me, I had to burp.
yeah.
I did not know Malakai asked for it. Like, mm-hmm. That's interesting. Fuck
yeah. This match was great.
I'm sorry, it makes me love him even more.
Oh, I know, like, he just is like, I want to beat up a child. But no, he really did a lot to put over Bandit, and it was great. At the end,
without holding back on his own shit too, though.
Yeah,
I feel like I saw a Malakai a Malachi Black match.
Absolutely. There was nothing held back.
I don't feel like Malachi went in there holding back at all. Like, I saw Malachi moves that were happening. He was aggressive. He was his normal self in that match. It was just against Kid Bandit, who's like a fucking rainbow shooting out of somebody's ass next to fucking Malachi Black.
Seriously. It was very cute and adorable, and I loved it. The end of this is what really I think a lot of people probably saw, because this show was going to hold a lot because no one knew yet what was really going on with Malachi, and like if he was leaving for good, if he was leaving for a little bit, what was going on. And I think he made a lot of things very clear. And then we got a notes app press release the next day. But being there and being in the moment and hearing him say, like, listen, I've done this for 22 years. I need to figure some shit out and I need to reevaluate stuff. And it's like, yeah, bud, you should. That's a long time to just be wrestling nonstop and keep going and going and going and getting through stuff that, you know, without taking a break. And he did get injured and so he had to take time off and he didn't even rest for that. He just kept going. And it's like, yeah, maybe you need a little bit of a break.
Maybe we need a moment here. Yeah. And
he made a point to say, like, this isn't goodbye. This is just see you later. And so good on him. I hope he can get the rest and everything that he needs for himself and his family and everything. Kid Bandit also had an amazing promo at the end about how, you know, wrestling is family and the people here are your family. And I mean, not that guy who was talking. No, I'm just kidding.
Not that fucking guy. You're not a part of the club. You're not in the fucking club. Sorry. I apologize for my outburst.
Bandits was amazing too. And it did, like, wrestling friends are friends and we have some really good ones. That was the theme of the night. Friendship. Yeah. But it was a great show altogether. We knew it was gonna be a great show altogether. Fucking Prestige just always hits it out of the park. Bum they won't be back until next year, but
understandable, and like honestly, I'll fucking wait. I don't give a shit. I'll wait for however long you need to come back to fucking Pomona.
Yeah, it seems like they're coming out every 6 months or so.
Yeah, I think. He did make it sound like they're going to come out a little bit more next year. So that's exciting because he said he has dates held. So dates, plural. We'll see how it goes. Give me all the Prestige.
Yeah. I mean, I think both of us want to go up north to.
I want to see it in fucking Portland.
Yeah. I want to see them on their home turf.
For sure. Yeah. Maybe we'll do that soon.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. Travel for wrestling.
We need to travel for wrestling. It needs to happen.
It really does. At some point, I want to go to the Showboat too in New Jersey. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, hey, that's Prestige. Love your friends and give them hugs. And no, don't give them hugs if they don't want hugs. But you know what I mean.
Don't hug them if they don't want hugs.
Right.
Oh, so good.
Go. Like I said, go out of your way to watch a show. It was fucking. Amazing. It always for sure. is. I'm tired.
We can be done now.
Yeah. Do you want to do a 10 out of 10 since we probably will be retiring that sticker soon?
Oh, we could do a 10 out of 10. My 10 out of 10 list is huge.
Oh my god.
I'm like, hold on, let me go through the card again.
I have three.
Okay. I can narrow mine down to three. Oh fuck. I might have four. Okay, you first.
Number one. Alex Shelley.
Okay.
Number two, Malachi Black.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
And number three, the wonderful Filthy Tom Lawlor.
Oh, okay. So mine's Malachi Black, Alex Shelley, Taya Valkyrie.
Oh, okay.
And Bateman.
Oh, and Bateman. Yeah, you do love your Bateman.
Fucking Bateman, dude.
Is Ricky rounding out that top five or what?
Oh, dude, Ricky might be rounding out the top five.
Oh my god.
Because of his sick ass chest piece. Like, yeah. That thing is so fucking clean. Yeah. Oh, I'm like jealous about it.
I want you to see his tattoo he had there before, though.
The fact that it's a cover up is just even better because I'm like, god damn, that thing looks so fucking clean from where I sit in the crowd.
Yeah.
Let alone that it's a cover up because from the crowd, you can't tell it's a fucking cover up. That looks like a clean ass tattoo.
Yeah.
Good for you, Ricky Shane. And I just love that his name's Ricky Shane Page. Like, it flows so well.
Ricky Shane Page.
Ricky Shane Page.
It's also, so good. We're not chanting RS Pussy anymore. We're chanting not that because.
Offensive.
It's offensive.
Offensive. Funny, but offensive.
Yeah.
I'm like, how would you like it if we chanted something about dicks? And then a part of me is like, nobody would fucking care. They would join
I almost said the grossest thing, but I'm not going to say it. Anyway, hey, it's Thursday. Have a great rest of your week.
We may or may not be at GCW on Saturday. We have not decided. We'll see.
I'm so tired. And all I keep thinking about is Cole Radrick, Cole Radrick, Cole Radrick. I'm like,
have to see your boy.
But I'm tired and I don't feel good.
You won't be tired on Saturday, I promise.
You don't know that.
Oh my god. Okay, you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Or you can find us on Twitter at
HTTW Pod.
And that's it. Drink water, be nice to your friends. The end.
Yeah, make friendships.
Make friendships.
Okay, bye. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.